The case of a man accused in the motor vehicle death of a Vancouver toddler may soon be resolved as admissions of fact are being prepared by lawyers. That's what Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Jennifer Olton heard January 30 as Said Ramin Mashfaghizadeh appeared before her. On the docket were charges of dangerous driving causing death, dangerous driving causing bodily harm, breach of a release order and using a forged document. This case could be narrowed down quite dramatically by way of admissions, said Mashfaghizadeh's latest lawyer, Robert Dick. He told Olton what happened in the incident is not a matter of factual dispute between Crown and defense. The first two charges are in connection with the July 6, 2021, collision of a black Ford Escape with a black McLaren sports car at the intersection of Smith and Hornby Streets. The collision sent the SUV onto a nearby sidewalk where it hit a man carrying his 23-month-old child. The child died and the father was taken to hospital with life-altering injuries, the Vancouver Police Department said at the time. Police alleged Mashfaghizadeh was driving the Escape. He was arrested at the time. The case on those charges is now 564 days old. Trial dates have been scheduled for April 2-11. Mashfaghizadeh is also facing a charge of breaching a release order. In addition to the breach charge, where it is alleged he was at large in Vancouver August 8 to September 6, Mashfaghizadeh is also facing a charge of using a forged document. Court records show the charge relates to Mashfaghizadeh's alleged use of a driver's license knowing it to be forged. Those charges are now 126 days old. A trial on those was set for April 18. In June, Mashfaghizadeh elected to be tried by a Vancouver provincial court judge sitting alone after entering a not guilty plea. Mashfaghizadeh also has a sexual assault charge pending in BC Supreme Court, Dick said. I will not be counsel on that matter, he said. The case returns to court February 2.